Bishop Sanctus Lino Wanak of the Diocese of Nebbi in Uganda is in Rome for the first time as the Ugandan bishop's representative to the synod. He spoke to Vatican Radio about his experience.
It has been a very big grace for me, for the Episcopal Conference of Uganda, to immediately choose me to come and have the experience of the synod. And coming here for the first time, it was a very moving and nice experience with the most experienced cardinals and bishops all over the world, and entering into the prayer and reflection together with the Pope in all this, with other attendants, we found an atmosphere of really discerning what the Spirit is speaking to the whole church in the world, and it was a very moving experience. And indeed, I believe we were really guided by the Spirit, as you could see in the synod hall, how the fathers were trying to make interventions and making propositions in the small circles of discussions, everybody respecting every voice that comes and tries to take note of it in order to discern the voice of the Spirit. And it was very, very nice experience. And all at the end of it, how this has been put together in order to come up with the later document, we believe that the document will be very rich with the really voice of the Spirit for the church, a Catholic church, and for the whole people of the world to move by it.
Yes, Bishop, I tend to think that as you participated in the various deliberations that you have just narrated to us, as you spoke there, as you listened, yes, you are listening and participating in an universal synod, so to say. But I believe at the back of your mind, you had Nebbi Diocese. You were thinking some of the things that were coming up with the view that you are a shepherd somewhere and the people are expecting something from you.
That's right.
Yes.
Actually, each bishop really comes with a particular church in mind. Like for me, I had Nebbi in all the reflections, in all the presentations. As we are praying, I have Nebbi as my point of reference.
Yes.
And seeing Nebbi in this, we see that the synod will open for us a new way of approach to the evangelization, which has been there, but there is a new way of trying to, you know, challenge ourselves as Christians and especially as Catholics to live the faith, a new encounter with Christ, and enriched by a new catechism, which should be the approach of the new evangelization. Not that they are going to teach something new, because the resurrection and death of Christ remains the same.
The same, yes.
But the way the Spirit should help us to encounter this Christ personally and then to communicate him to each other as a way of mission of each and every baptized is the one being stirred up by what we call the new evangelization. And I'm sure the Diocese of Nebbi is ready to embrace this and launch itself to this mission lighted by the Spirit. And we are ready to do it.
Yes, Bishop, for the sake of those who may not be very familiar with Uganda, could you just describe for us where Nebbi Diocese is in reference to Kampala?
Okay.
Because as you know, we are speaking on Vatican Radio.
That's right.
This is a radio that covers almost the whole world. Others may be already scratching their heads looking on their maps, where is this Nebbi? So maybe you could tell us where it is exactly, how big the population of the area, the diocese, and when it was founded.
So the Diocese of Nebbi is found in Uganda, and it is in the northwestern part of Uganda, about 420 kilometers from Kampala. bordering Congo, the Republic of Congo, and then it is bordering Arua Diocese, which borders again Sudan, southern Sudan. And there you find Nebi. And Nebi has a population of about 630 population, of which 80% is Catholic. And in this place, you find out of the 80% Catholic, or the population in general, you find 75% is made by youth and children. So you see the population of the elderly people and the matured people would say in terms of old people is very, very minimum. And the whole diocese depend on the youth and the children. And of course, as a whole, putting it in the context of the whole country as Uganda, you find the average age of a Ugandan today is 25 years. Mm. So it is a very youthful country.
Yes.
And they are always ready to know the Lord, and they are very active on religious issues, especially this traditional religion, especially Catholic youths are really open to meet the Lord, and they are ready to know more about him. And talking about new evangelization and its launch, again, into the deep, as we express,
yes,
will be very exciting for the youth of Uganda and Nebi in particular, because they want to participate. And since the church is the church of the youth in this part of the country, they will be very much excited. And we would like to promote them to make sure that they have Jesus in their heart and proclaim it to each other and also to the rest of the world.